Okay, now here we go in lesson 50. We're going to look at some more evidence for the precision in the design for life on Earth that again points to the anthropic principle. And this one is coming from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. Listen to what it says. Thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord. And there is no other. God created the earth specifically for life, so that life could exist on earth, so that we could have a home. Let's look at four additional examples. We've been going through many, many examples, not only for the anthropic principle, but for fine-tuning, for design. They just keep mounting more and more for evidence that the universe, that life, can't be unguided. It has to be designed. So the first one that's amazing, click on your screen. And just think about water. Do you realize that water is one of the only elements, it is the only element actually, that's lighter when it's a solid than when it's a liquid? And that means it floats when it freezes. If it didn't float when it freezes, then our smaller bodies of water would all freeze solid and life couldn't exist. Think about carbon in the upper right corner. It's the information carrier. If we didn't have information that was carried on the carbon atom, complex life would be impossible. Think about the Earth. Look at the bottom left corner. It's rotational axial tilt. As it orbits the sun, it's tilted precisely at 23 plus or minus 1.2 degrees. If that axial tilt was off by any more than that, life would be impossible. And then finally, in the bottom right corner, think about Earth's moon. How it creates tides that mix ocean current nutrients. Do you realize that if the nutrients weren't mixed continually in the ocean, they would all just sit there kind of like a small puddle after a rainstorm in your driveway? As it sits there over time, what happens? You get bacteria, you get algae, it gets gross, things just kind of get all soupy in it, and it becomes brackish, and pretty soon life can't live in it. That's what would happen with the oceans. But the ocean, because of the Earth's tides, is constantly rotated from the bottom up, and it's turned so that the nutrients are always being circulated. If that didn't happen, life would be impossible. So here we have the anthropic principle again. God carefully designed the Earth for me. There's an attached video called The Anthropic Principle, comparing it with evolution. The embarrassment of evolution, the conundrum. It's a great video to watch. This is lesson 50, Isaiah 45:18.